Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support.
As part of our countdown to Site Village, I'd like to introduce Damiano from Seeable Holidays. Hiya.
Hello. Hi.
How are you today?
Very well, thanks. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Thanks for joining us. Do you want to start off by telling us about Seeable Holidays and what your role within the company is?
Yes. So Seeable Holidays is, in principle, a tour operator for people with visual impairments and also people with physical impairment. So we specialize on organizing holidays that have activities which are tailored to improve the holiday experience for people with disabilities, as well as maybe for some people improve their well-being. So, for example, we organize activities such as scuba diving, or olive oil making, or windsurfing, and every activity has the potential to allow the participant to gain new skills or maybe stimulate independency, and yes, while obviously enjoying an amazing holiday.
Sounds great. So do you run the company?
Yes.
So how did it start? What gave you the idea?
Yeah, so first of all, it's been now 4 years that I'm running the holidays, and the idea came when I was finishing my university in London, and I was doing a dissertation on how to improve in general the tourism offer of a country by improving accessible tourism practices. Mm-hmm. And I used as an example Sicily, which is where I'm from, and I used that because my father is a scuba diving instructor for people with disabilities, and they had a wheelchair user achieving a Guinness World Record in scuba diving, as well as a blind girl achieving a Guinness World Record in scuba diving as well. So I thought that could have been a start, and I just wanted to see whether people were interested into these sort of activities. And then when I started the research, I realized that there wasn't much available for people with disabilities in terms of general holidays, and the holidays for blind people are very limited. There is only one or two organizations that focus on holidays for blind people and wheelchair users as well. There is very limited offer. So I put together a simple offer in Sicily with a range of activities such as scuba diving to start with, and then I've expanded to more activities. And the result has been really great. So I then decided to kind of focus on the whole offer, and we now organize holidays in different destinations. We have just launched Slovenia, and we do skiing holidays for blind people over there, and also we organize holidays for charities from the UK. And this has been going on for a few years now.
That's great. So you're running a stand at Site Village this year. So what can people expect to find at your stand? Obviously lots of information, but what's going to be at the Seeable Holiday stand?
Well, the main thing, it's going to be obviously me talking. So it's going to be, because people, I feel that they need to know who's organizing the holidays. It's very much based on a personal relation, as well as word of mouth. So we will have the standard next to Victa Children, mm-hmm. which is a charity that organizes activities for young adults, and we organize the international holidays as well.
I wondered about that because I've just interviewed Victa actually, and they were talking about their holiday in Slovenia, so I wondered if there was a connection there.
Yes, yes. We proudly organize holidays for them, and we've been working together on several occasions. And they, I think there will also be someone from the participants that has been on the holiday that will be there as a volunteer. For any VI person that is that wants to, you know, have a real feedback. We will have someone also attending, but that's not 100% sure. So in general, it's going to be me explaining how the holiday works and what type of activities we organize and the services that we offer.
Yeah. So how does a seeable holiday work? Is it one-on-one, somebody who can see with somebody who can't, or is that the way it works?
Yes, that's one of the options. We are the only one in the UK that can offer one-to-one. So there are a lot of people that want to travel on their own. They don't want to ask their family, or they don't want to ask their friends, and they want to just travel. And we provide someone at the destination, a local, that pick you up from the airport and takes you to the accommodation, introduce you to the accommodation owners, which is usually a bed and breakfast, family run, and then explain the surroundings and is your guide throughout the holiday for the usually 7 nights. That's the kind of standard. Otherwise, we do also holidays for a group of friends. So for 3 or 4 visually impaired coming on holiday. Or we do holidays for family. So if there is one person which has a disability or more, or couples. And then we do the groups, which is only with charities. So we don't organize mixed groups of people that we don't know. Usually the charity approach us and they ask to organize a group holiday for them. And that's up to 16 participants usually.
Ah, right. So you can organize something for somebody to be able to be independent, really, and go on holiday on their own if that's what they would like to do.
Yes, that's that's one of my.
That's great. Favorite. And that's different to some of the other companies and charities that do this type of holiday. A lot of it is group based, isn't it? So that's really good to have that option.
Yeah, and the response is really good on this, because some people have never traveled before because of this reason, or they just don't want to do any more group holidays. So I'm giving another option.
Yeah. And do the people who are going to help the person be their guide for that holiday, do they have any training beforehand to so that they can guide or they can help somebody out?
Yeah, there isn't an official training for this, so they're not like trained in the UK to be guides. I have personally trained them when I started off, so they are it's my own staff that I've trained, and they have worked with me for the past few years, and they have first day. That's the training that they only get, but they have experience with visually impaired of different ages, and also we in Slovenia we have actually people that have been training with visually impaired, but in terms of activities. So, for example, we have a guy that runs marathons for blind people, train people that run or that swim. So they are professional trainers.
Yeah.
And they will be also the guides at the destination.
Right. That's great. So if anyone's interested in finding out more about Seeable, how do they get in contact with you?
Yeah, so depends. Usually we have emails or it's better to phone all the time. So my telephone number reach usually the office or to me. And the email, it's info@seeable.co.uk, or they just go through the website and look for activities, and they can also request some more information. So the website, it's seeable.co.uk. Otherwise, on Facebook, people get usually they send me messages on Facebook, and we reply pretty quickly.
So yeah.
The Seeable page, Seeable Holidays on Facebook.
So do do you have the phone number to hand for anybody?
So the number is 0207-749-4866.
And that's great.
Yeah, that usually gets to us.
Lovely. Thank you ever so much for giving me your time. It's been a pleasure to speak to you.
Thank you for the interview.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.